What are the odds of Alabama being champions once again? Welcome to the Rain Class. I'm your boy Wrangler Pollard, and today's episode is about to get heated like always. Welcome back, y'all. What's up? Today we're gonna be talking about college football. Basically reading some stuff, college football stuff. So, yeah, college football championship. Now we're going to talk about all that. Bleacher Report has sponsored this. No, like, sponsored this, but gave this to us. Many college football observers think there should be 8 teams in the college football playoff, and there are others who think the postseason should include many 16 teams. The number of teams involved in the chase to become college football's champion could change in the future, but since the college football playoff came into existence in the 2014 season, 4 teams have been involved in the pursuit of the sports championship each season. That is once again the case this year. This year's semifinal round will take place Saturday, when second-ranked Clemson will play number 3 Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl, which is tomorrow, y'all. Tomorrow, because I'm uploading this podcast on Friday, it's tomorrow. And 4th-ranked Oklahoma will challenge number 1 Alabama in the Orange Bowl. Also, Oklahoma had Kyler Murray win the Heisman Trophy from their team. They also had Baker Mayfield win as well. Clemson and Alabama are heavy favorites to win their semifinal matchups and meet in the title game. But Notre Dame and Oklahoma have both enjoyed success this season, and they will fight to upset the Tigers and Crimson Tide, respectively. The two winners will meet January 7th at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara, California. Saturday, December 29th is December 28th when I'm uploading this. Number 3 Notre Dame versus number 2 Clemson will play at 4 p.m. on ESPN. So, y'all, stay tuned for that. The Orange Bowl, number 4, Oklahoma versus number 1, Alabama. 8 p.m., ESPN. We're going to predict the Notre Dame versus Clemson game. Clemson, who is 13-0, has joined Alabama as one of the two elite programs in college football. And the Tigers had the weapons to play a strong game against Notre Dame, 12-0. In the first college football's 2 semifinal games, the combination of quarterback Trevor Lawrence and the running back Travis Etienne or something like that gives Dabo Swinney's team the ability to light up the scoreboard. Lawrence has given the offense a sense of confidence because he's such an effective passer. He has completed 212 of 326 passes for 2,606 yards with 24 scoring passes and 4 interceptions this year. He is one of the best at his position and in college football with 1,463 rushing yards and 21 touchdowns. Once he gets ahead of steam and starts making positive plays, he has been nearly impossible to stop, as his 8.3 yards per carry mark indicates. Lawrence has a couple of dangerous receivers in T. Higgins and Amarion Rodgers. Higgins has caught 52 passes for 802 yards, and Rodgers has 47 receptions for 519 yards. The two receivers have combined for 14 touchdown catches. The Clemson defense has perhaps the most critical assignment of the game. It seems clear that the Tigers offense should be able to move the ball on a steady basis. However, if the defense can come close to shutting down Notre Dame, it will give Clemson a major edge. Defensive tackle Christian Wilkins could dominate the middle by stopping the run and putting some pressure on the quarterback from the middle of the defensive line. Additionally, linebacker Trey Lamar can go to the sideline to sideline to make stops, and he has 74 stops and 5.5 tackles for a loss. The Fighting Irish are led by quarterback Ian Book, who has developed into an accurate passer and a strong leader for the head coach, Brian Kelly. Book has completed 197 of 280 passes for 2,468 yards and thrown 19 touchdown passes and 6 interceptions this year. Running back Dexter Williams has a huge responsibility in this game, and he must give the Irish a solid running attack. If he can do that, it will make it much easier on the book. However, if Clemson defense shut down that run, the unit can get after Book with abandon, you know. Williams has rushed for 941 yards and 12 touchdowns, while averaging 6.6 yards per carry. Miles Boykin and Chase Claypool are both solid receivers. I'm sorry. For Notre Dame, Boykin has 54 receptions and for 803 yards and 8 touchdowns, while Claypool has 48 catches for 631 yards and 4 touchdowns. Clemson's defense has received more recognition to this point, but Notre Dame's defense has also been outstanding. Linebacker Tevon Coney has 107 stops and 9.0 tackles for the loss, and he is joined by safety Jalen Elliott, who has 63 tackles and 4 interceptions. Pass rushers Jerry Tillery and Julian Okwara will play a key role. Tillery has 8 sacks, while Okwara has added 7 stops. The prediction, Notre Dame has weapons to come through in this game despite its underdog status. The key is to maintain the pose and stay clear in the first half before asserting itself later on. Look for a book to stay calm for the and for the Notre Dame's defense to stand up to Clemson's powerful attack method, which they use. The Irish will find a way to come through in the final minutes to register the upset and advance to the college football title game. Now we want to advance to Oklahoma versus Alabama. Alabama, 13-0, has been the number one team in the nation since the start of the season, and they actually, on signing week, got the number one class. So, congrats to them. And the Crimson Tide has not provided a reason to doubt their excellence. Prior to the SEC title game against Georgia, they dominated nearly all their opponents. Their closest win had been by 22 points, and most were by much larger margins. But the conference title game was not easy, and the Crimson Tide showed up. Metal quarterback Tua, can't pronounce his last name, the best player on the nation's best team, was replaced in the fourth quarter by backup Jalen Hurts as a result of an ankle injury in that game. Hurts led Alabama to come from behind victory. Even if the Crimson Tide lost the game, it seems likely they would have been invited to participate in the college football playoff. Tua is hoping to completely recover prior to meeting the Sooners. He is one dangerous player, having completed 199 of 294 passes for 3,353 yards with 37 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. His numbers are superb, and they are underscored by his arm strength, accuracy, and poise when facing pressure in the pocket. Running backs Damian Harris, Najee Harris, and Josh Jacobs have been a formidable trio. Damian Harris has 771 rushing yards, and Najee Harris has 679, and Jacobs has powered his way to 495 yards. The three have combined for 22 rushing touchdowns. Tua has 4 line receivers in Jerry Jeudy, Jalen Waddle, Henry Ruggs III, and Irv Smith Jr. They have both combined for 2,217 receiving yards and 36 touchdowns. The Oklahoma Sooners, 12-1, have a powerful offense, and they are capable of lighting up the scoreboard in nearly every game. Whether they can avoid intimidation and functionally smoothly against Alabama is another story. Heisman Trophy winner quarterback Kyler Murray has completed 241 of 340 passes for 4,053 yards with 40 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. He is also a dangerous weapon on the ground. He has picked up 892 rushing yards while scoring 11 touchdowns and averaging 7.3 yards per carry. Running backs Kennedy Brooks and Trey Sermon have gained 1,949 yards and 24 touchdowns, but it will be a difficult call for the ground game to traction against Alabama. Wideout Marquise Brown has caught 75 passes for 1,318 yards and 10 scores. And he is Murray's best receiver. That's going to be the toughest game Alabama's faced all year. But, you know, hopefully going up Alabama versus Clemson. The prediction, the big difference here is the defensive side of the ball. Alabama allows 295.4 yards per game and ranks 10th nationally, while Oklahoma allows 448.1 yards per game and rates 108th. Additionally, Alabama has a third-ranked red zone offense, while Oklahoma ranks 126th in that category. Only three teams are worse than the Sooners in that regard. Oklahoma's defensive vulnerability is the big reason that Alabama rolled in the college football national championship. And Urban Meyer to become Ohio State assistant. LSU players acted in self-defense, saying the police. Two LSU players released after being questioned on shooting. And Army destroys Houston, 70-14 to win Armed Forces Bowl. I thank you for tuning in to another podcast today. I know this one wasn't as long, but I just wanted to talk about the games coming up for the college football industry. I hope y'all enjoyed this podcast. I'll see you in the next one.